Welcome to the Poem of the Week. Each week, our poems are intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes and Essential Evidence Senior Editor Dr. Mark Abel. Gentlemen.
Hello, Mark. How are you?
I'm good, Mike. How are you doing?
Good. A couple of weeks ago, we did a poem that that addressed the issue of gut instincts, and it sort of made us feel good that, perhaps there's some wisdom that comes from experience. You have another poem this week that's another sort of feel-good poem for primary care doctors. We value, as a tribe, if you will, a continuity of care. It is sort of what we're all about, and we know that it's associated with increases in patient satisfaction. It is associated with an increase of healthcare promotion, greater adherence to medical advice, and perhaps decreased use of hospital services. But there's been a decrease in the value of personal contact between doctors and patients, no time more than perhaps with COVID, as telemedicine takes on a new prowess and Zoom has become everything. So one way to study interprofessional care is by measuring continuity of care. And by continuity, we define that as the contact between an individual patient and their provider. And this repeated contact gives patients and doctors the opportunity to improve understanding of each other's views and priorities and perhaps build trust. There's been a variety of approaches to measure continuity, and only a few randomized control trials have been completed. Some of these doctor-patient relationships, some of our listeners have relationships that have lasted decades, and they become highly personal, and perhaps we develop a library or a fund of knowledge that actually can benefit the patient by getting to know them. The question arises whether these benefits of continuity of care actually extend to mortality. Does the death rate differ in someone that's getting continuity of care versus someone that's getting episodic care? You found a great poem. It was published in the British Journal of General Practice that publishes a lot of good primary care research. It attempts to answer the question, is continuity of care associated with decreased mortality? Is there something we're doing that's keeping people alive, Mark?
Well, I hope so. And, I think a lot of us went into primary care because we really appreciated that continuity and enjoyed that continuity and enjoy getting to know our patients over time. And, that's what makes it particularly rewarding for me, at least. And so this was a systematic review in BJGP. And it's a really good journal. I agree. And we should, I encourage listeners to look for it. And they found 13 studies that reported measures of continuity in patients and mortality. And this was all in the primary care setting. All of the studies evaluated continuity of care using some kind of a care use pattern, like a certain percentage of visits in a year with the same person, or by patient report that the patient, felt they had a continuity relationship. Two of the studies included nurse practitioners or PAs of the 13. The rest did not. The nature of the studies and their data were different enough, there was enough heterogeneity that they weren't able to combine the data from different studies. So they just summarized what each study told us. 12 studies looked at all-cause mortality. 9 found a statistically significant lower mortality with greater continuity. 2 found no association, and 1 found kind of a variable association depending on the measure that was used. So, 9 or 10 out of 12 did find a positive or a favorable association between continuity and mortality. 2 studies found lower risks of coronary heart disease mortality with greater continuity. 1 found lower mortality risk from cancer or chronic lung disease. The authors look for potential mechanisms to explain the associations, but poem author Henry Berry writes, frankly, it's all just speculation and begs the real issue. How do we cultivate more primary care clinicians, and how do we encourage health systems to prioritize the delivery of primary care? We need to be able to, build that continuity. And sometimes that takes time, right? So the bottom line, most studies in the systematic review found a protective effect of greater primary care continuity and an association with lower all-cause mortality. A limitation of the review is that the studies only looked at personal continuity, so an ongoing relationship with a provider of some kind, mostly physicians. They didn't look at informational continuity, so is everybody looking at the same records? Or management continuity, you know, could there be coordination between a group of physicians in a practice, you know, for example. But still, I think that was, it's nice to see that, yeah, this continuity stuff does really seem to matter. And maybe it even helps enhance that gut instinct.
The effect would even be stronger if we had more continuity. And by that, I mean, often at the end of someone's life, when continuity becomes really important for quality of life as well as quantity of life, our patients get put in nursing homes and they're cared for by other providers, or they get admitted to hospitals and get it cared for by hospitalists or specialists. And they don't have the benefit of that accrued knowledge that we have of the patient.
Yeah, certainly in the U.S., we've obviously seen a shift toward hospitalist care. And you know, and I think something probably has been lost with that. But I think you always have to remember, it's been that way in lots of other countries for a long time. And they provided good primary care. So in England, for example, GPs don't go into the hospital. And so, you know, I think we have to, you know, still build that outpatient continuity. And I think that still has a lot of benefits for our patients.
I'll take that as a, Michael, stop whining. Your point is well taken. And the UK is sort of the poster child for primary care and continuity. So your points are well taken. Thanks, Mark, for bringing that to attention. We'll talk again in a week.
Sounds good.
Well, that's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to read this and other recent poems, please go to www.essentialevidence.com. And please join us again next week for another medical poem.